Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm feeling glad.
Hello!
Hello!
And welcome to the Dream Team podcast with James Buckley. I think that was successful, don't you, Jalal?
Yeah.
Hartley there, my co-host. We were just trying out a new intro. Just trying out something.
Yeah.
Just thought we'd see how it goes.
Yeah, I'm a little bit unhappy about having to sort of wait before I can come in. I want us to be, both be kind of up front in tandem. I think we've really established a kind of a rapport now. I think we really kind of know each other's rhythms really, really clearly. So I wanted to sort of be involved a bit more in the hello.
You're back home now, aren't you? Last week we were together in America. I'm still in the States, but I'm getting my flight in a couple of hours' time.
Mm.
So we're back to just looking at each other on webcam, and
I prefer it.
I don't. I like being with you in the room.
Yeah, no, there is. It is fun, but just two words: personal hygiene. I'm not going to say any more, but yeah, I'm just very worried about my personal hygiene.
I've got some new feedback here, Jalal. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Ad Howell 49 writes, it's like two sixth formers have been allowed to interview professional footballers on school radio. Now, that sounds like a criticism to me, but it's given us 5 stars. That's the important thing.
I can't imagine you as a sixth former.
No, I never was a sixth former. I left school when I was 15.
Yeah. What were you like at school? I think you had 3 mates that you hung around with.
No, to be fair, I was annoying at school. I was just... surprisingly, I liked showing off and making people laugh so much to the point where everyone was annoyed by me. Mm. Like I wasn't funny and popular. I was funny and irritating.
Because something's funny and then it stops being funny.
And
then eventually it becomes funny again, doesn't it?
Yeah, like, that's still up for debate. That's still an argument that me and you have.
Really? What you think?
I think so. Yeah.
I stretch things out too long.
I think you do it to annoy me.
Which thing have I stretched out too long?
The West Ham thing.
West Ham!
That made me flinch. That was funny. When you first played that, and I didn't know that was happening, that was funny.
Yeah.
I think it was played 3 or 4 times afterwards.
What was?
The West Ham thing.
West Ham, West Ham, West Ham!
Like I take it back, by the way. I'm glad we're not in the same room.
I just want to make it clear that you think that if you make things longer, like if you keep like the durational thing, they get less funny and rather than more funny.
Yes.
So ideally, I wouldn't again then play the West Ham thing.
West Ham, West Ham, West Ham!
Supersonic Tom says, Jalal's weekly Watford is my favourite time of the week. Like, that must be sarcasm. I listened back to last week's podcast and I think it ended with you saying, oh, that wasn't very good, was it? And then I just went, no. And then it moved on to the next section of the podcast.
No, I was being sarcastic then.
Oh, right. Yeah, me too.
So, coming up on the show, we have Buckley's £300 bet. We have got a pub quiz with me versus James Gordon, which is going to be amazing.
No, James Corden.
James Corden, oh. Okay.
He's our special guest this week. No, don't play that down, because James Corden is proper Hollywood. I went and watched the football around his house and we spoke about football. When I was sitting there, I was thinking, this is scintillating chat. We're making each other laugh. Me and Corden are having a great time. It's like two pals sitting there watching football. All I thought was that Jalal needs to be careful.
Why?
if he wants to keep being in this podcast.
I'll tell you what then. That's it. That's it for the rest of the podcast. We can compare how much people laugh at my third West Ham chant, the long one.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
and the banter, the brilliant banter that you and Corbyn come up with. Let's have a listen. Okay. Come on.
All right, we're nearly 70 minutes in the Liverpool West Brom game.
We just
missed the last 10 minutes because you wanted to show me something on your show.
Well, no, I didn't want to show you something. I didn't want to show you me. I showed you a band that I thought you'd like. To be clear, that is really... I've not shown
don't
you,
think
like...
I didn't notice. I've not all, shown you... They're some, all saved up, though, on, I've your, not, on your TiVo.
Well, yes, because it's on so late. Why? Who watches it when it goes out? I don't think that's what... Have you not got a copy of The Inbetweeners? Is that what you're saying?
I don't have a copy of The Inbetweeners.
Okay,
no. Any,
sure.
No, that's true.
Yeah, no, I believe
I give
you.
Them away.
Yeah, any, no. Any yeah, you're just such a great guy.
No, that's
you probably
not.
Gave them to a hospice or something, can you imagine?
There's loads of episodes of The Inbetweeners I've never seen.
Yeah, I mean, there's loads of episodes of my show that I haven't seen. I just wanted to show you a band that we're on because we were talking about music. And I was like, oh, there's a band you haven't heard of. And in my defence, you got out your phone and wrote down said name of band.
It was a good band, yeah.
There you go, right. So it wasn't
Cage
going...
Cage the Elephant.
Yeah, Cage the Elephant. They were fantastic.
I had this on my accumulator as a draw.
Did you?
Yeah.
As you should say, it's currently Liverpool 1, West Bromwich Albion 1. West Brom had a goal ruled out at the end of the first half for offside, which correctly ruled out, we've now realised. Do you think Simon Mignolet, if I lost loads of weight, I'd look a bit like Mignolet?
Yeah, I think you would.
It's really something to spur me on, that. It is. It's something to spur me on.
Who said that to you? Is that something you've just...
No, quite a few people have said to me, yeah. I get messages on Twitter whenever Liverpool are on, like... Great save then, mate.
I'm going to have to take my jumper off because...
Oh, wow. It's really hotting up now. Look, you've got a sweat on. We're going to be on 2 minutes.
I know, yeah. We're in a country where, or a part of the country at least, where the sun likes to shine.
Yeah, I mean, should we tell people where we are right now? We're sat in my house.
We're sat in James's massive... You laugh. There is literally a roller coaster in his front garden. It's like a Fisher Price one, but roller coaster nonetheless.
Nonetheless, yeah. Goal. Is that Olsen? Did he score again?
Oh.
It was Olsen who had the disallowed goal at the end of the first half. 72 minutes played. West Bromwich Albion 2, Liverpool 1. Apparently, West Brom practice set pieces every day. By all accounts.
You should, shouldn't you, if you're a football player?
Well, no, because some days you might not.
What else is there to do? You've got to spend like an hour on
fitness.
Set pieces. That's
well, no, because you'd have your strikers would do so, yeah. Defence, you know what I mean? But by all accounts, it's an anomaly within football that you would practice set pieces every single day.
Right. Thanks for going into great detail and explaining how it... football team works. Your strikers would do pieces. Just yawn for it as well.
Yeah, you know, shuttle runs and the one where they chuck the bib around.
Well, I've got a theory because I was telling you earlier, me and Jack Collison used to work in the same building.
Mm.
And so, from what I could tell, Jack Collison,
West Ham United midfield player.
Yeah.
Now plays for MK Dons, I think.
He would work, he'd go to training in the morning and be back really early afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why all these footballers have such strange haircuts and tattoos.
Yeah, and they all start gambling and stuff.
Because there's nothing
got
to do.
They've loads
got too
of
much money.
Money
and too much time on their hands.
Well, here's the thing.
And they can't do drugs.
No, they can't do anything. So here's the thing. If you ever want to meet... Premier League footballers, go to Selfridges any weekday between 2:30 and 5, and you'll see someone, whether it's a Giroud, a Drogba. I saw Tevez in there once when he was playing for West Ham.
Here we go.
Gotta be. Oh my goodness, how's he missed that? How has he missed That's
a blind.
Beautiful play. Bang. Oh, he's got... Nah, you've got to dink it. You've got to dink that.
But
I'd have dinked it. My favourite thing about going to football is hearing fans like say to players, oh, you should have gone round him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, with that... I mean...
I'm obsessed
with
this.
He's a professional footballer.
Grown... Like, not kids, though, but grown adults.
Yeah.
Like, if a player's...
Take him on! Take him on! Go round and you're like, it's. I think if it was as easy as that, mate, he'd probably do it. The favourite thing I ever heard at Upton Park, when I used to have a season ticket in the lower Bobby Moore, I remember a guy saying once, a cross had gone in and no one was on the end of it, you know, and it went out for a throw. This guy, sort of three rows back from us, just went, what we need is a, we need a proper striker. We need like a Ruud van Nistelrooy. And I just remember thinking, oh, is that it? Is that what we need? The most expensive striker in the world?
Yeah.
You should go and tell them, because I don't think they've thought about that.
Keep that to yourself.
We'll put all our eggs in this Paolo One Shop basket and hope that that pays off rather than spending the big bucks on Van Nistelrooy. It's ridiculous.
I remember when I was about 10 years old. This is one of my earliest memories of going to Selhurst Park. And I was sat next to this bloke. And he was like that all the way through the game. Like, he had an opinion, knew what should be done. And then he went to me, you see, James, this is a lot like chess. And I just went, no, this is football. At 10 years old, that's what I said to him. And then he couldn't say anything back.
Yeah, in fact, it isn't anything like chess. Because chess, you can only move in a certain way with different pieces.
I don't know any similarities between this.
Emre Can can do what he wants right now. How do you feel about footballers who've got that amount of beard, like Ricky Lambert's got there? I'm not for it.
I get a little bit annoyed when things become cool.
Well, you've got one at your club.
Yeah, we got a couple,
Ledley.
Actually. Yeah, no, we got a couple.
Is it Joe Ledley?
Yeah, and...
But he's gone full Mumford & Sons.
Yeah, and... Jedinak.
Yes.
I just worry...
Aerodynamically, I don't see how it can be best for the team.
I'd like to think I'd be someone that would have a skinhead and play football. And just
really?
Be like, because just get the hair... And do it myself, just as I'm about to go on.
Yeah.
Just be like... Get that hair out of my face. I'm here for business.
See, I think I'd be like Gareth Bale with like an Alice band.
Oh, God.
Would you wear a long sleeve shirt?
Yeah, I love a long sleeve shirt because Beckham wore them a lot. That's why I'd wear a long sleeve.
I think I'd go short sleeved with Under Armour. Do you know what
like
I mean?
That
that's the look I'd go for.
Because that's the thing as well. The long sleeve's sort of dying out, isn't it? Because people are just doing short sleeve with Under Armour now.
You know, Arsenal Football Club, only football club, certainly in the country, maybe the world, where the captain chooses.
I've heard this, yeah. Didn't someone not do it once? Or someone didn't follow the captain's...
Yeah. The captain chooses whether they wear long sleeved or short sleeved, and that's that. But your Milners, your Hendersons, they can only go...
Gary Neville.
Oh, there it is.
Oh.
Divacariki. Love that. Big deflection.
Oh, God. It just
went. There you go.
It deflected exactly where it...
Yeah.
The only place it would have gone in.
I mean, not a bad game, to be fair. Look at Klopp.
It was all right.
That is a great manager.
Is he being told to
calm down?
Calm down, someone to calm down for
that.
Trying to get the crowd...
Isn't that just what you want from a manager?
Yeah.
Can you imagine Roy Hodgson doing that during the World Cup? Pardew does a bit of that, to be fair.
Well,
when he was West Ham...
He doesn't mind headbutting players.
I love
Pardew. Get the crowd into
it. I really love Pardew. I never wanted Pardew to leave West Ham.
Well, I was a bit not up for him coming to the club, to
How
be honest.
Could you not be up for him? He's a cult hero.
I thought he was a bit of a tit.
Why?
I mean, obviously,
I think
he's done a brilliant job.
I think
and
he's
great. I love him now.
Tactically, he's great.
He's a really good manager. It was honestly the stuff that he did, like when he would headbutt the players. I thought that was daft.
Yeah, Klopp's got them given a bow or something for a draw. I think Liverpool are just amazing.
They're so staunch. The fans are so.
I know, but I love. But there's a romance to Liverpool Football Club, which I think is unheralded in the rest of football. Actually, maybe Arsenal, if they were still at Highbury, because I do think Highbury was like an unbelievably unique and special place. But Anfield...
I never went to Highbury.
Anfield, I just think, is one of the most incredible football grounds. And I just think Liverpool as a team, it's always passionate. It means so much. That when they were second in or top of the league with Brendan Rodgers and all of those fans were queuing up as the bus came in, that was amazing.
It's unusual because there are so many teams in London. So people get divided and diluted. If you live in Liverpool, you either support one of two teams, basically. Yeah. But they're just so passionate. They really are. They love their club. And it makes them for a fun target to sort of have a bit of banter.
Yeah, I don't even get involved in banter. All I do is praise teams and get stick for it.
I made a criticism of Jack Wilshere.
Oh, yeah.
My criticism was this.
You'd like to see him play some football?
One, get better. And two...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage... Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I think he's in danger now. I'm going to get stick for saying this. And I think it's perfectly fair to say and objective to say he's not fulfilling what a lot of people thought he was potentially.
Yeah, but I think that's unfair, though, because he's been blighted by injury.
He's injured all the time.
So that's like saying, that's like criticising Dean Ashton. And he'd give anything to not have those injuries. I also think he's an incredibly gifted player.
I just wish, and I feel like he's good enough to just let his football do the talking. Because he's right up for, getting involved.
I quite like that, though.
I don't. He's like a Jack Russell, just sort of yapping at people all the time.
Yeah, but I don't buy that. I just feel
just
for...
Just mug him off and score a goal.
I feel for a player like Jack Wilshere because I sort of think... I just hope he can have a season where he goes injury-free. And then if he can do that, I think it'll be a life-changer for him.
Okay, it is Supersonic Tom's favourite time of the week. It's time for Jalal's Weekly Watford.
Hey guys, it's Weekly Watford. Yes, Watford won again, beating Sunderland 1-0. Igalo scored his 10th goal of the season. He's the first Watford player ever to reach double figures in a Premier League season. Also, Watford goalkeeper Jurelo Gomez kept his 7th clean sheet of the season. No goalkeeper has kept more clean sheets than him. And most importantly, Watford are now just 4 points away from 4th place. And if we make it to the... nobody wrote this for me. And if we make it to the top four, we qualify for the Champions League.
Good Weekly Watford.
Cheers, mate.
That was a good one. Is that all true, what you were saying?
That is all true.
So your goalkeeper's got the most clean sheets. You got strikers that are breaking Watford records at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good to be a Watford fan right now, isn't it?
Well, I don't think it's any coincidence that since I became a Watford fan, their luck changed.
Okay, it's time now for the pub quiz, which I tried my hardest to do properly because Jalal wasn't in the room with me and James, unfortunately, for Jalal. So I called you up on the phone, I put you on loudspeaker, and I think we managed to scrape through a pub quiz.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I slowed it down a bit, like the quick fire banter that you guys had.
It did derail us a little bit. Mm. So let's do the pub quiz now, and listeners will understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah, sorry. I've got guests here too. I've got my friend Patrick round.
Yeah, but who's Patrick? Do you know what I mean?
He's just a friend of mine. We're just both RSC alumni.
We're doing a quiz, Jalal.
We're doing a quiz. I've got the questions here.
Hang on a minute.
Where's the Bovril?
Sorry, I just got to... Yeah, Patrick, there's the Bovril's on that shelf there.
Thank you.
Right, just shut up and listen to the questions.
All right.
Fancy doing some Shakespeare?
Sorry, I can't, Patrick, because I've got to do this. It's a pub quiz.
Oh, a pub quiz. What are the subjects?
Jalal, just honestly, save all this stuff when it's just me and you, because I do not have the time to explain to James.
I know. It's not. It's just like a football quiz, Patrick.
Oh.
All right, it's time now to play the pub quiz. With me is James Corden.
Hello.
How's your football knowledge? Is it all right?
It's not great.
On the phone is Jalal. Hello, Jalal.
Hello.
Okay, James. Jamie Vardy has just become only the fourth player to retain the Premier League Player of the Month award. Which of these two men also retained the award? Was it Dennis Bergkamp or Thierry Henry?
Oof, that is a toughie. That is a toughie. I think I'm going to go Bergkamp.
You'd be absolutely right.
Oh!
It's 1-0. Jalal, did you hear that? You're 1-0 down.
Yeah.
Right, are you ready for your question?
Yeah, ready.
Manchester United fans were upset when Louis van Gaal took off Juan Mata in their crucial Champions League game with Wolfsburg. Who did he bring on? Was it Nicky Butt or Nicky Powell?
Patrick, who do you reckon he brought on? Did you hear that? Who do you reckon he brought on?
Oh, it's got to be Nicky Powell.
So Patrick thinks it's Nicky Powell.
You going for Nicky Powell?
Patrick who, though?
Honestly, don't. It's not.
But Patrick who is it meant to be?
It's not worth getting into. It really isn't.
But who is it?
Jalal, you're confusing James because you keep doing that daft thing where you keep pretending...
Is he pretending to be Patrick Stewart?
It's Patrick's round. What's wrong with that?
Okay, nothing. Right, who are you going with? Nicky?
So Patrick reckons Nicky Powell.
And what are you going with?
Yeah, I'm going with Sir Patrick.
Okay, that's correct. It's 1-1.
That's correct. Oh, great.
I mean, it doesn't sound anything like it.
Honestly, like he does stuff.
Just because you keep calling him Patrick doesn't mean it starts to sound anything more like Patrick Stewart.
He doesn't believe that you're here.
Well, I know he's not there. Because I saw him on Thursday.
There you go. Right, James.
Yes.
This is your second question. Which of Leicester's players claimed they cannot win the Premier League? Was it Kasper Schmeichel or Mahrez?
I think it was Riyad Mahrez.
That is also correct. 2-1, Jalal. You've got to get this right to stay in it, okay?
Okay, we've got to get this right.
Honestly, okay. I'm going to knock you out when I see you, Jalal. Keep doing this.
That is funny.
Right, Jalal. Arsene Wenger described one of his Arsenal players as a musician that always plays the right note. Who was he talking about? Mesut Ozil or Pierre Mertesacker?
How am I supposed to know? Patrick, what do you think?
It's Ozil.
Patrick reckons Ozil.
Ah, oh, yeah, that's right. I mean, you could have just got it wrong and then we could have ended this.
No, come on, we're in this.
Right, which
hole.
Means we're a tiebreaker now, okay?
It's a tiebreaker. Oh, great, exciting.
The closest to the capacity of the...
Well, don't tell me that. I'll go second.
The American Express Brighton and Hove Albion Football Club Stadium.
I'll go second.
So the Amex Stadium at Brighton. Okay, Jalal, you're up first.
Patrick, what do you reckon the capacity is of the Brighton the stadium?
I don't know. 20,000?
20,000. 20. You want to go for 20?
20, yes.
So Patrick thinks 20,000.
All right. It says 20,000. What are you going to go with?
I'm going to go with 18,000.
Oh, called him. It's 30,000.
No, it's not. Wow. That's big, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yeah, well played, Jalal. You crushed it. Well done.
I wasn't me. Sir Patrick did most of it.
Are you pleased? You're going to get paid 2 weeks in a row. That's good, isn't it?
Yes. Can't you tell?
Yeah, you can buy that greenhouse or whatever it is that you wanted to. Have you got a question for James, a gardening question or anything that you want to ask?
No, I'm all right.
All right, bye, mate.
Bye, Jalal.
Hey, I tell you what, James Corden can't do though.
What?
Because I forgot to. I was having so much fun with him. We were just sort of chatting away. I need to do the £3 bet. And it means that you're going to have to be my expert.
Okay.
I'm going to ask your opinions on my £3 bet.
Okay.
Should we do that?
Yeah.
All right, it's time now for Buckley's £3 bet.
It's Buckley's £3 bet. £3 bet. £3 bet. £3 bet.
Okay, first up on my accumulator, I've picked Stoke Palace, obviously. Stoke drew with West Ham on their last outing. But more importantly, they beat Man City the weekend before that. So that's not a bad result for Stoke. And that might still have a little something to do with this game. Palace have only lost one in their last six games. I'm going to go for a draw.
Yeah, I think that's a good call, James. I think that's a good call. This is going to be ridiculous because it's just going to be me versus you. And so I've got to phone a friend because otherwise it's just me agreeing or disagreeing with what you say.
Do you have any friends that are interested?
Yes,
in football?
I have. Right. One, he's my best and only friend. He's the producer of film and television and of Horrible Histories too. Tom Miller. I'll just dial his number.
Producer of Horrible Bosses too.
Don't be silly, James. Right. Hello.
Hello. Jalal.
Tom. Hello.
Yeah. Hey. How you doing?
Yeah. All right. Well, sorry to disturb you. What are you doing?
Oh, just I think just hanging out.
So listen.
How's the garden?
Yeah, the garden's good. Garden's good. The football is not so good. Watford are doing well.
Okay. Watford, your team, right?
Yeah, and QPR, so they drew this weekend.
Drew, yeah, I went to see it, actually.
Was it good?
It was actually quite a good game.
Listen, I've got to ask you some stuff, right?
Yes.
Who do you reckon's going to win out of Stoke v Palace?
Yeah, I'd go for a draw, or I'd sneak a home win, 2-1.
You're having a laugh. Chelsea-Sunderland. Chelsea, obviously, they lost to Bournemouth. Sunderland have lost four of their last six games.
It's really difficult because, like you say, you keep thinking that something is going to go right for Chelsea, and it keeps not. Mm. But I guess I've got to go Chelsea.
Yeah, I've gone for Chelsea.
I'd probably go 1-0.
Yeah, but I've gone Chelsea to win. Jalal, who are you going with?
This has really backfired on me because you had Corden and I was sort of left out of that. And so I thought, I'll get a friend of mine on the show, and now it's just you and Tom Miller having a conversation. I'm just sort of left.
Well, we're
on
having
the
a conversation.
Again.
We're having a conversation about the feature called Buckley's £3 bet. I'm gonna have something to do with it.
Yeah, I know, but I just thought I'd be more involved.
Right, Man United Norwich is the next one I've picked. United have only won once, I think, in their last six games, and that was against Watford.
Yeah.
I've actually gone for a draw.
United are a bit like Chelsea. You keep watching them, you keep thinking they're going to turn the corner. you see some those great players, Martial, Memphis, and you think they think it's going to click and they're going to be like United of old. And although we're all supposed to hate United, you know, they were still great, played great football in the late 90s and the noughties. And it's just not happening. I tune in excited to watch them if it's their game, and it's a dire game, and they just play boring football. But I think probably United should be too strong, but only by one goal.
Yeah, James, I sort of my thinking is that United. You keep thinking United are going to be like the United of old, like they were in the noughties. With the
remember that, July? Remember the treble? Remember that? Do you remember the treble? We watched it, didn't we, together?
Yeah, we did. Remember that? We were teenagers, of course.
Yeah, I think I was 12. I wasn't quite. You were 12. You had just turned 13, I think.
That's right.
Yeah.
Happy days.
Yeah. Happy days.
Yeah.
I was actually 11. I was born in 87.
87. Wow.
Yeah. It was 99.
So you don't remember like the 1990? What? That's all that's too early. 96 would have been a real killer.
Yeah, 96 was amazing. Absolutely amazing. 96 was killer, probably when I fell in love with football.
Guys, I am here, you know.
Sorry, Jalal, 96, how did you feel?
Same.
I remember you were gutty. You didn't pick up the phone for like 2 weeks after. I mean, again, you were 96, you were 10, so you didn't have your own phone, obviously.
No, you had to ask.
But I remember you didn't come to school. You didn't come to school for ages.
That's right.
But then 99 was good, so it's kind of swings and roundabouts, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's football for you, isn't it?
Ups and downs, that's football, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a game of two halves. So I think we've successfully strung this
it's
segment
what
out.
What is it? What is it?
Football?
Yeah.
Game of two halves.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense, actually.
Next week's guest is Spencer Owen.
Spencer Owen? Who's that?
Right, let me tell you who that is. He's part of this thing that I want to get to the bottom of, this YouTube phenomenon. He has 1 million people subscribed to his YouTube channel. His videos have had 250 million views.
Mm.
Imagine having an audience like that. Obviously, we can only dream.
Yeah.
On this podcast. And he's a big West Ham fan, so we're going to talk to him about West Ham.
West Ham! West Ham!
Steve McLaren, yes, for sure. We played well. We,
so funny.
We enjoyed the game, as how you say, White Hart Lane. It is a wonderful place to come and play. The guys at Newcastle really enjoyed it. And we will carry on and try to climb as far as we can up the Barclays.
It's just
Premier League, for sure.
It's one of those things that you can't unwatch. Once you've seen it, it will stay with you forever. You'll carry that round with you for the rest of your days. But when he says... Because that was it. They were going to play Arsenal, weren't they? And he was like...
Yes, sure. The plan was to play Arsenal, yes.
He went, I wouldn't say we were, how you say, underdogs. And I want to go, no.
No, how you say,
yeah,
underdogs.
You're the English person.
Who's the manager of
You're
England.
The English person talking to a Dutch person. You say underdogs.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.